Welcome to day 107 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we're looking at the Fifth Commandment. The Shorter Catechism question 64 says, what is required in the Fifth Commandment? Answer: the Fifth Commandment requireth the preserving the honor and performing the duties belonging to everyone in their several places and relations as superiors, inferiors, or equals. And Ephesians 5:21 shows a duty of superiors, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. 1 Peter 2 talks about the duty of inferiors to honor the king, and Romans 12:10 talks about the duties of equals to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Question 65 of the Shorter Catechism asks, what is forbidden in the Fifth Commandment? And answers, the Fifth Commandment forbiddeth the neglecting of or doing anything against the honor and duty which belongeth to everyone in their several places and relations. Matthew 15 is an example of inferiors not honoring their superiors. Jesus told the Pharisees that God said, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. But you, Pharisees, say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father and mother, he shall be free. Thus, by this tradition, you have made the commandment of God of none effect. So, inferiors have to honor their superiors. But also, superiors have duties to inferiors, and it's forbidden in the Fifth Commandment to neglect those duties. Ezekiel 34, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. And the Old Testament shepherds were kings. It was a civil position. Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with wool. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them, a violation of the duties in the Fifth Commandment. Also, we have duties to each other. Romans 13:8, owe no man to anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. That pretty much sums up the Shorter Catechism's take on the Fifth Commandment, but there's a great deal more in the Larger Catechism, and that's what we're going to be looking at for the next few days. There's an overview of the questions in the Larger Catechism that we're going to be looking at: the honor that inferiors owe to their superiors, the sins of inferiors against their superiors, the duties of superiors toward their inferiors, the sins of superiors, and the duties and sins of equals. And in each of these relations, you have spheres in which these relations are found. For example, there are inferiors and superiors in state, there are inferiors and superiors in church, there are inferiors and superiors in employment, and of course, children, parents, and familial relationships where there are inferiors and superiors. So there's different relations and different places, different spheres. So today we'll try to conquer question 127 in the Larger Catechism. What is the honor that inferiors owe to their superiors? The answer: the honor which inferiors owe to their superiors is all due reverence in heart, all due reverence in word and behavior, prayer and thanksgiving for them, imitation of their virtues and graces, willing obedience to their lawful commands and counsels, due submission to their corrections, fidelity to, defense, and maintenance of their persons and authority, according to their several ranks and the nature of their places, bearing with their infirmities, and covering them in love, so that they may be an honor to them and to their government. Okay, let's start with the honor which inferiors owe to their superiors: all due reverence in heart. Malachi 1:6, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts to you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Leviticus 19:3, ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. The honor which inferiors owe their superiors is due reverence in word. Proverbs 31:28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. 1 Peter 3:6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. The honor which inferiors owe their superiors is all due reverence in behavior. Leviticus 19:32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. 1 Kings 2:19, Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand. Inferiors owe their superiors prayer and thanksgiving for them. 1 Timothy 2, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Inferiors should imitate the virtues and graces of their superiors. Hebrews 13:7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Philippians 3:17, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Inferiors owe willing obedience to their lawful commands and counsels. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Servants or slaves, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, and not unto men. 1 Peter 2:13 and 14, submit yourselves therefore to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. Romans 13, Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou wilt do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Proverbs 4:3-4, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Proverbs 23:22, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Exodus 18:19, hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. Inferiors owe due submission to the corrections of their superiors. Hebrews 12:9, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? 1 Peter 2:18-20, if servants or slaves, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Fidelity to defense and maintenance of their persons and authority according to their several ranks and nature of their places. Fidelity to their authority and their persons. Titus 2, exhort servants or slaves to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining or pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. A defense of their authority. 1 Samuel 26:15, David said to Abner, Art not thou a valiant man? And who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king thy lord. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, you are worthy to die, because you have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. 2 Samuel 18:3, but the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us. Therefore now it is better that thou succor us out of the city. Esther 6:2, and it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. The story there is one of exposing a conspiracy to assassinate King Ahasuerus. And maintenance of their persons and authority according to their several ranks and the nature of their places. Matthew 22, verse 21, And they say to him, Caesar's. And he saith unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Romans 13, verse 6, For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. 1 Timothy 5:17, Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor or double pay, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Galatians 6:6, Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Genesis 45:11, And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. Genesis 47:12, And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. Inferiors must bear with the infirmities of their superiors, covering them in love. 1 Peter 2:18, Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Proverbs 23:22, Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Genesis 9:23, And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. So that they, his superiors, may be an honor to them and to their government. Psalm 127, Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Proverbs 31:23, Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. So there we have question 127 of the Westminster Larger Catechism, the honor that inferiors owe to their superiors. Tomorrow on day 108, we'll look at question 128, the sins of inferiors against their superiors.